calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net, calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries net. This is KE0WJX, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Juliet X-Ray, your net control station for this evening. My name is Joel, and my QTH is in Warrensburg. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net?
WA0SDO repeater.
If during the net any station has emergency traffic, please notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of this net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website which is WA0SDO.org and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Are there any club announcements for the net?
W0VK.
W0VK, go ahead.
All right, gang. All right. SparkCon 2025, Midwest Division Convention, Sedalia, Missouri. It happened. Gang, I gotta say, it was a really, really neat deal that you guys pulled off, that we all pulled off. Just an amazing amount of effort came together, and so much camaraderie come together. Such a large amount of positivity, large amount of positive attitudes, man. Everything was good. So cool. You know, we had to set up, we had to load in, we had the vendors here on site. They all were so appreciative. Had such positive things to say about each and every one of you that they encountered. You know, Diane at Ham Thread said, man, y'all are a positive group. So many people said so many positive things, and that's just a direct reflection of who you guys are. You didn't do anything special. You just was yourself. And, you know, it's the same things that we see at our club meetings, same things we see at our photo events, same things we see at all the special event stations and just everything we do. Pretty special. It was a really special event, and you really made it look easy. The folks that came in, the admissions, really heard a lot of good positive things about the folks up there, how you guys just handled that with ease and made that smooth, and they were happy. You know, happy to get the tickets and happy to you know, with the raffle, and just happy to get through that process. You know, I go to a lot of ham fests, and sometimes the check-in is not real smooth, you know. And for this being our first time, we nailed it, you know. And just the overall aspect of getting folks in there was handled with ease, smoothness, and grace. Just really cool to see. Coordination up there at those forums, you know, we'd have been lost without the coordination of the guys that handled that. That was so important because we had some really, really high-profile folks that presented there. You know, one of them was a Yale professor, doctor from Connecticut. Super cool guy. We had him there giving the Marconi presentation. I've already talked to him afterwards, and he's ready to come back. He wants to do it in person next year, so hopefully we'll have him back on the slate. Prize table. especially vent station. Warrensburg did an awesome job with that. The coordination with the balloons, the high-altitude balloon, you know, the mobile, air mobile contact setup and certificates. And, you know, one of the biggest was the intake of the vendors coming in. The way Richard handled that, I mean, such a rock for the club, such a rock for all of our, you know, ham fests and especially this convention. Richard, you totally knocked it out, bud. You knocked it right on out the park, man. So that is not easy. I'm telling you, that is not easy to get that all done. So many things, you know, food, Scott, and the ladies there that coordinated that and made that, you know, what it was. The breakfast was excellent. It was an excellent breakfast. Really enjoyed it. Let's see, so many things here. You know, it was just overall an amazing event, and we're on slate. We're going to do it again. We're going to play this thing back next year. We're going to definitely run it back, and it's going to happen. You know, I want to thank everybody that attended the banquet. I think you got to see a really first class, you know, top tier individual give a presentation, and that was really cool. We're gonna be on slate to have another good one next year. So most of the folks, or a lot of the folks, were able to see the balloon launch. A lot of folks wasn't, because they were busy taking care of business, and you know, that's the priority of you know, the event and host club. We have to take care of business first, and so those that didn't get a chance to see it, there will be coverage in Monday's paper, in the newspaper here, the Democrat. There's going to be coverage of the event, and lots of coverage coming up on YouTube. Did several interviews with some folks on YouTube to cover the event, and that's coming out soon. But the balloon, it went up, man. It launched, and it was so cool to see that thing rising so fast and track it. And at one point, we tracked it. We clocked it at somewhere around 94 miles an hour in the jet stream. And then it popped up out of the jet stream and then started rising. We lost contact with it, the APRS transmitter. We did lose contact, and we know why now. Because throughout the recovery period, I'll just tell you. So we had a multiple set of trackers on it. We actually had three trackers. We had a spot that was borrowed from Missouri S&T, University of Missouri College down in Rolla. They let us borrow a tracker. That tracker continued to operate. We had another tracker that one of our vendors gave us to attach and send up, and it worked as well until the antenna failed on it. We can clearly see the antenna failure when we retrieved it. But this thing went down. We have a report. Civil Air Patrol have a report of 106,000 feet, almost 107,000 feet. So it went up near outer space. When we got the eyes on it, which was down in the Ivy Bend area, deep in Ivy Bend, I mean deep, had to do some off-road trekking today to get it. Had to cut a tree down. I was told it was a 3-inch tree, so I took my smallest saw, but I did take the chain off and sharpened it and put a razor's edge on it, which I'm very glad we did, because the tree, I got a 13-inch bar on this little saw that I packed over a half mile down in the woods, hilly, very hilly woods. And me and TJ and Jason Unwin got down there to it. And this tree, I had to cut on both sides, and the saw blade bar barely met. That tells you how thick this tree was. On a very steep incline. I got it all on tape, guys. We'll share the videos as we go.
WA0SDO repeater.
Now we brought the tree down. Had to make several notches in the tree, cuts in the tree to go ahead and get it down because it was in densely wooded area. Was able to get it down or we could grab it. Got hands on it. And once we got it out, we could see that the antenna on the APRS GPS unit had been disconnected. And what it appeared like was the strings that came down had wrapped around it because that thing went into a tailspin. We think the parachute might have failed. We don't know at some point because it was really spinning fast. And it had wrapped around the antenna. And we feel like that's the only way that it could have unscrewed out of there. So it was still intact in the box, but it had disconnected from the seat where it was supposed to be on the transmitter. So that's the reason we lost the APRS tracking. I know several were wondering. So that was gone. And we're going to check the transmitter out and make sure it was okay because it was still on without an antenna load on it. So I'm sure it's all right. Because it's such low wattage and power, but we're going to definitely check the integrity of that. We got all components back. We got everything back. And we're going to launch another balloon soon. But just wanted to let you all know that that was recovered and one of many highlights of the event. But the biggest highlight was the camaraderie and the fellowship and the way people come together for a common goal, common good, to make our attendees have a great experience. So I don't really want to talk any more about it other than awesome job. You guys really did a fabulous job. Be proud of what you did. People recognized it, and you're really something special. You really are. And we're going to continue to have the opportunity to showcase how we do things here in Sedate, Missouri. So thank you all for everything that you all did at every level and the sacrifices you've made by making this. Several people took off Friday to be out there, and I know what that's like. You know, you gave up a day of work and a day of your vacation to come out there, and thank you for that. So, Joel, I'm going to hand it back over to you, buddy. An awesome job. 73W0BK.
All right, thank you for all that, Brett. And the only thing I wanted to add was that one of the YouTube guys is Ham Radio HQ, and he posted today that he's going to get that footage uploaded either late this evening or tomorrow. So if you're goofing around on Ham Radio or on YouTube tomorrow, Ham Radio HQ is his site. And again, thank you for all that, Brett. This is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name, and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. Starting out the net, I'm going to take check-ins from those stations that are in and out, portable, mobile, or short time. Please call now.
Net control, this is N0OWZ, November 0, Oscar, Whiskey, Zulu, Mark and Sedalia, in and out.
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo 0, Uniform Victor Whiskey, Rinda, in Sedalia, in and out.
KE0WLB, Kilo Echo 0, Whiskey Lima Bravo, Joe in Sedalia, in and out.
Town Coal Camp, in and out.
K0TV, Kilo Zero Tango Victor, Harry and Sedalia, in and out.
W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam, Sedalia, in and out.
And 0XG, portable.
All right, let me stop right there because I've got a portable station out there and I'm going to go to him first. N0XG. John, how are you tonight?
Hey, good evening, Joel, and everybody else. Good to see everybody there Saturday. Sorry I could not make that out there Friday. Just too much going on work-wise. But did enjoy being there on Saturday. A lot of familiar faces, and I think it went really well. We had the Missouri Repeater Council meeting there, and got a lot of good business done there for repeater coordination here in Missouri, and balloon launch was pretty great too. But anyway, just good to see everybody. Solid work on everyone's part, and I'll send it back to Net Control with 0XG.
All right, hey, thank you, John, for everything that you do, and it was good seeing you Saturday. I don't know if you've noticed, but a little earlier today, I heard the SparkCon tail squelch was still on. I know you can fix that for us. Then I need to go up to Lori. I heard your voice, but I didn't hear anything else. I don't know if you're in or out. I didn't know you got stepped on. Come back.
This is KF0IHX. I'm in and out, but I just wanted to say we've set the bar high for next year. We, sitting at the sparklers table, we heard a lot of pop back, even from the ARRL people that were roaming the floor. So good luck, everybody, and great job. KF0IHX clear.
All right, thanks for that, Lori. And yeah, I will have to echo that. The Kansas ARRL rep came up to me at the prize table and said, how are you guys going to top this next year? What are you going to do next year to make it better than this year? I mean, they were very impressed. So hats off to everybody that had a hand in it. So at the top of the list, I've got N0OWZ, Mark in and out. KB0UVW, Renda in and out. KE0WLB, Joe in and out. K0TV, Harry in and out. W2SAM, Sam in and out. And that brings us to 9 on the list already. So I'm going to take one more standby for stations that are in and out, portable, mobile, and short time. Please call now.
This is WB0LRX. Jeff and Sedalia in and out. Good evening, Joe.
KS0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot 0, India Hotel Yankee, Leo, downtown Coal Camp, in and out.
Darren, KD0OPS, Kilo Delta 0, Oscar Papa Sierra, in and out.
Let me stop right there. There's three good ones, even though they're all in and out. WB0LRX, Jeff, it was good to see you too. KF0IHY, Leo, and KD0OPS, Darren. That brings me to 12 on the list, and I'm going to open this thing up. I know I'm competing with a Chiefs game right now, so I'm going to open this thing up for anybody, anywhere.
This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha 0, Quebec Charlie Juliet. Connie here in Sedalia.
This is Kilo Delta 0, Echo Tango Lima, Paul near Hughesville.
This is
WA0SDO Repeater.
William Baker 0, November Tango Zulu, WB0NTZ, Dave and Bob.
Right, there's three more good ones, and at the top of that list, we've got Connie, WA0QCJ. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, thank you, Joel, for taking the net. First of all, I want to congratulate regret for receiving that Silver Eagle Award from MOCAN. That was really a surprise for him, and I really congratulate him. He's most deserving. Well, I would like to mention photos I need from the event. I need photos from the forums, from the breakfast, and any candid shots that anyone may have for me to include in our newsletter. And I know some have been already sent to me, but I know there's more out there, and I sure would be excited to have them. And I break. I really did enjoy Amelia's program on Saturday night, and I did buy her book yesterday, and by golly, I have already sat myself down and read the whole thing. It was really good. Quite a motivational read, and I liked it a lot. I tell you my problem, though, this morning, I woke up and, gosh, I didn't have anything to do. I'm used to having something to do these last couple of days, and there was nothing on my calendar, so woe is me. I did sleep over 10 hours, though. So listen, I'm going to turn it back to Ned. 673 to all, and once again, congratulations to Brett. This is WA0QCJ returning to Net Control.
Well, thank you for that, Connie. I know you put a lot of work into the newsletter and everything you do for the club, and we all appreciate that. And another hard-working man, KD0ETL, let's go to Paul. What do you got for us tonight?
Good evening, Joel, and everyone else on the net. KD0 there. Like to thank everybody for all their help and cooperation. And like the president said, we all work together to get where we're at. And I think we pulled off a good one. Congratulations to him on his award. And glad to hear that they retrieved the radios for the balloon, so we can do that again. That'd be fun. I think everything went really smooth. Can't think of anything. The only complaint I got is my feet and my knees are killing me walking on all that concrete all day. But other than that, I'm used to walking on the grass out here at the farm, so I don't get on concrete that much. Everyone have a safe week, and we'll talk when we can. KD0ETL back to net.
All right, thanks for that, Paul. Yeah, I got to echo that, too. My old body's not used to all that concrete either, and I had a few aches and pains this morning that I don't normally have, but thanks for everything you do. We're going to jump down to WB0NTZ. Dave and Bolivar, man, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight. WB0NTZ, Dave and Bolivar, are you still out there?
I went down.
All right, maybe I'll try him again later. But hey, before I continue, I want to tell you guys a little story about our the grand prize winner of the Yaesu radio. I shot him an email yesterday after we pulled his name and everything, and didn't hear from him. And then he called me late last night, and they had just left. They had a long trip. He's like an hour south of Rolla. I didn't think that was possible and still be in the state of Missouri, but he is. It sounds like it's going to be difficult for him to get up here to retrieve his radio because he takes care of his 94-year-old mother. So He's trying to run it through his head how he's going to get up here, but I don't think he's going to have to worry about it. I think I'm going to make a special trip and special deliver that thing for everything it sounds like he does for everybody else. So just know that the grand prize is going to a very well-deserving individual. So that brings me, I've got 15 on the list. If you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now. All right. Well, I'm going to repeat the few announcements that I have. There was a YouTube guy at SparkCon yesterday, who made some videos, and he's even posted already today that he's going to try to get those things uploaded. So if you're goofing around on YouTube tomorrow, look for Ham Radio HQ. And then I want to echo what everybody else has said, Brett. Very, very big congratulations to you on that Eagle Award. I know that is not something that they just give away. So congratulations there. I've got 15 on the list. I'm going to take one more standby. If you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now. Hi. I've got 25 minutes and I've got 15 check-ins. I know I'm fighting with a Chiefs game here, so I want to say it was great seeing everybody Friday and Saturday, and I appreciate all your hard work, and I couldn't be prouder to be a member of this club. So thanks for letting me be a part of it. I already said 15 check-ins, 25 minutes. This repeater is now returned back to normal amateur radio use. This is KE0WJX. Good night, everybody.